Unit 25, Text A. American men don't cry. American men don't cry because it is considered not characteristic of men to do so. Only women cry. Cry is a weakness characteristic of the female, and no American male wants to be identified with anything in the least weak or feminine. Crying in our culture is identified with childishness, with weakness and dependence. No one likes a crybaby. And we disapprove of crying even in children, discouraging it in them as early as possible. In a land so devoted to the pursuit of happiness as ours, crying really is rather un-American. Adults must learn not to cry in situations in which it is permissible for a child to cry. Women being the weaker and dependent sex, it is only natural that they should cry in certain emotional situations. In women, crying is excusable. But in men, crying is a mark of weakness. So goes the American belief with regard to crying. A little man, we impress on our male children, never cries. Only girls and crybabies do. And so we condition males in America not to cry whenever they feel like doing so. It is not that American males are unable to cry because of some biological time clock within them which causes them to run down in that capacity as they grow older, but that they are trained not to cry. And so the little man controls his desire to cry and goes on doing so until he is unable to cry even when he wants to. Thus do we produce a trained incapacity in the American male to cry. And this is bad. Why is it bad? Because crying is a natural function of the human organism, which is designed to restore the emotionally disequilibrated person to a state of equilibrium. The return of the disequilibrated organ systems of the body to steady states of dynamic stability is known as homeostasis. Crying serves a homeostatic function for the organism as a whole. Any interference with homeostasis is likely to be damaging to the organism. And there is a good reason to believe that the American males trained incapacity to cry is seriously damaging to him. It is unnecessary to cry whenever one wants to cry, but one should be able to cry when one ought to cry, when one needs to cry. For to cry under certain emotionally disequilibrating conditions is necessary for the maintenance of health. To be human is to weep. The human species is the only one in the whole of animated nature that sheds tears. the trained inability of any human being to weep is a lessening of his capacity to be human, a defect which usually goes deeper than the mere inability to cry. And this, among other things, is what American parents, with the best intentions in the world, have achieved for the American male. It is very sad. If we feel like it, let us all have a good cry and clear our minds of those cobwebs of confusion which have for so long prevented us from understanding the natural necessity of crying.
Text B. Stop worrying now. Worry is one of the most common forms of emotional distress in our culture. Almost everyone spends a considerable amount of present moments worrying about the future. And virtually all of it is for nothing. Obsessive worry will never make things any better. In fact, such worry will very likely help you to be less effective in dealing with the present. In order to reduce worry, it is necessary to understand the subconscious psychological payoffs for choosing to worry in the first place. I can't do a thing. I'm too worried about. This is a common lament, and one with a payoff that keeps you standing still and avoiding the risk of action. Clearly, it is easier, if less rewarding, to worry than to be an active, involved person. By worrying about someone else, you can label yourself as a caring person. Worry proves that you are a good parent or spouse. I can't help worrying. It's because I love you. A handsome dividend, although lacking in logical, healthy thinking. If you weigh too much, you may eat more when you worry. Hence, you have a good reason for hanging on to the worry behavior. Similarly, you may find yourself smoking more in troublesome situations, and can use the worry to avoid giving up smoking. The same neurotic reward system also applies to health. It may be easier for you to worry about chest pains than to risk finding out the truth and then having to deal directly with yourself. Worry can bring a lot of diseases, such as tension headaches and backaches. While these may not seem to be payoffs, they do result in considerable attention from others and justify much self-pity as well. And some people would rather be pitied than fulfilled. Now that you understand the psychological support system for neurotic worry, you can begin to devise some measures for reducing the number of troublesome worry bugs that breed in this erroneous zone. Begin to view your present moments as times to live, rather than times to worry about the future. When you catch yourself worrying, ask yourself, what am I avoiding now by using up this moment with worry? Then begin to attack whatever it is you're avoiding. a friend of mine spent a week on an island off the Connecticut coast. She enjoys taking long walks. But soon discovered that there were a number of dogs on the island, which were allowed to run free. She decided to fight her worry that they might attack her. She carried a rock in her hand and resolved to show no fear as the dogs came running toward her. Seeing someone who refused to back down, they turned and ran away. While I am not encouraging dangerous behavior, I do believe that a sensibly effective challenge to worry is the most productive way to minimize its role in your life. Ask yourself over and over, will the future change as a result of my worrying about it? Try to remember how many of the things you once worried about never became real at all. Also ask yourself, what's the worst thing that could happen to me or them? And what is the likelihood of it occurring? You'll discover the absurdity of most worries in this way. Act in direct conflict with your usual areas of worry. If you compulsively save for the future, use some money for your own enjoyment today. Enjoy life. Don't waste the present with immobilizing thoughts about the future. There are some techniques for minimizing worry in your life, but the most effective weapon you have is your own determination to drive this neurotic behavior away from your life.